presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's greatest artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim and Kolu are once again trapped in the tunnel between Doc Beard's plantation house and the secret cave. But Doc Beard and Pedro have not yet found it out. Through a slightly open door, they see a cache of dynamite stored in cases. Enough high explosive to render the Panama Canal nothing but a useless memory. This discovery definitely confirms Jim's suspicion that Doc Beard is in league with the band of saboteurs he's tracking down for the intelligence division of the U.S. Army. He might even prove to be the arch-conspirator J7, the leader of the gang. In the meantime, the guards who saved Kitty's life and rescued her from the lake have arrived at the office of Colonel Barrett, Chief of the Military Intelligence.
Sergeant, we want to see Colonel Barrett.
Oh, you want to see Colonel Barrett? Just like that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he's busy. Wouldn't the general do?
Now, listen, Sergeant, this is important official business.
What's important that you lugs would have anything to do with? Scram before I turn you over to the CO. You'll do KP for a month. Go on, beat it.
Sergeant, if we don't get in to see the Colonel pronto, you'll do KP for a year and as a buck private, too. Now, how'd you like those apples?
Says who?
I says. And I says we have an important message for Colonel Barrett.
Who wants to see Colonel Barrett?
Oh, we do, sir. Here's a message for you from a lady.
From whom?
Well, we didn't get the name, sir.
Come into the office.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Now, tell me about the lady.
While on this morning's tour on the other side of the lake, we saw the lady swimming. And a few moments later, she was being followed by a shark.
A shark?
Yes, sir.
How did a shark ever get into the lake?
Well, that surprised us, too, sir. But there he was, large as life. Well, Dan here potted him with a machine gun.
Good work. Go on.
When we fished the lady out, she put on a funny act. She slumped down in the boat as if she was knocked out, but she only wanted to give us that letter for you, sir. She was very mysterious, sir.
What did she look like?
Young, very pretty, swell bathing suit, and a blonde.
That's the one, all right. I've been waiting for this for weeks. It's from Jungle Jim. Oh, pardon me. Uh-huh. Well, this is news. Well, what happened then?
We took the lady back to the landing she started swimming from. That's at Beard's plantation. He's a queer guy, Colonel. He seemed awfully surprised and couldn't get rid of us fast enough.
If the trail Jungle Jim is following leads where I think it does, Doc Beard will be a lot more surprised before we're through with him. What detail are you fellows on?
The dawn to noon trick, sir. Lake patrol.
Who's your commanding officer?
Captain Johnson, sir.
Get me Captain Johnson at headquarters. How would you fellows like to do a special assignment for me?
Oh, boy.
He means certainly, sir.
Your names?
Private David Jordan.
And Donald Huff.
Hello, Captain Johnson. Colonel Barrett speaking. Could you spare two of your men, Private Jordan and Huff, for about a 48-hour special detail? They've just picked up some valuable information for me. Yes, they're here with me now. Thank you, Captain. Privates Jordan and Huff.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You fellows know what department this is, and some of our assignments are necessarily, should we say, hazardous. And this one, very much so. We're after a band of the most desperate and cunning spies we've ever been up against.
Yes, sir.
You have the advantage of knowing that lady who is working with Jungle Jim for us. And you know Doc Beard.
We'll do anything you want, sir.
Good. And maybe there's a couple of sergeant stripes waiting for you.
Yes, sir.
What are your orders, sir?
Just a minute. Get me Lieutenant Jones. You fellows know anything about shortwave?
Well, I was a ham operator for 10 years, sir, before I entered the service.
Good. Oh, hello, Lieutenant. Have a small speedboat fueled, provisioned, and install one of the new M50 shortwave two-way rigs. Yes, at the upper landing in a half hour. Now, you see this map?
Yes, sir.
I want you two to patrol a line from this high rock to the small cave past Beard's house.
Yes, sir.
Watch for a signal light flashed 3 times from the upper windows of Doc Beard's house.
Yes, sir.
Keep your shortwave on at all times for further orders. And report by radio every half hour.
Now, if we see the light signal...
The moment you do, flash the word to headquarters.
Yes, sir.
Make for Beard's Landing at full speed, and I'll have a small company near the house in the bush. We'll also get your radio signal. Capture everyone in the house and bring them to me.
As the elaborate preparations of Colonel Barrett for a constant patrol of Doc Beard's plantation by water are being arranged, Jim and Kolu have not yet found a way to get out of the dynamite-filled tunnel to the comparative safety of the jungle. They're still watching Doc Beard and Pedro through the open crack of the closet door in the cellar.
80, 85, 90, 100. 100 cases. Yes, Pedro, enough of this stuff to make a noise that will be heard around the world.
We must.
There's only one thing that bothers me now. That fool, Jungle Jim Bradley. If those Indians of yours had any sense, he'd be at the bottom of some swamp right now.
He wise bushman, master. Know all kinds tricks. Maybe, master, he is little bit God.
Nonsense. He and his tricks. He's the luckiest guy in the world. Come on, Pedro. Get out that detonating plunger.
See, master.
We've got to test it carefully. We leave nothing to chance. Yes, yes, yes. Bring it, quickly. All right. Now, give me those two wires. And you fasten the ends to the test lamp. Now, pull the plunger up all the way.
See?
Now, a steady, firm push. Not so fast, you dolt. A firm, steady push.
Lamp she light, master. Work okay.
Yes. It'll work if you don't push it too fast. Now we're almost ready, Pedro. Jungle Jim or no Jungle Jim, I'll be master of the entire continent yet. You hear me, Pedro? Master of a whole continent.
See, master, see, you be...
Yes, 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 yes. Get this plunger packed away, Pedro. I'm going on to the cave to check up on those guards. And you go back upstairs and keep that St. John woman out of mischief, Pedro.
Amen,
I'll be back in an hour.
Kolu, this is serious. That Beard is a dangerous madman. Why, he's as crazy as a loon.
He not crazy about one thing, Tuan. He got lots of dynamite. Where he get so much?
I don't know, Kolu. But one thing is certain. We've got to stop him from using it at any cost.
Why we don't blow it up, Tuan, before he can put it in canal?
No, Kolo. That amount of explosion will blow everything for half a mile around here to kingdom come.
Then what we do, Tuan?
Well, there's only one thing to do. I've got to see Kitty at once. And you, Kolo, go on down through the tunnel. And if Beard comes back, let him have it. But whatever you do, don't shoot to kill. We've got to take him alive. I'll meet you back here in half an hour.
Yes, Tuan.
Remember, Kolo, let no one near this dynamite.
Jim leaves Kolu to guard the tunnel in which the explosives are stored and takes his chances on slipping through the well-guarded plantation house for a few minutes with Kitty, who is his only contact with the police of the canal zone and Colonel Barrett of the military police.
Who there? That you, Manito? Where you get shoes? You answer me. Who you are? Sneak up!
Oh, you want to play throwing knives, do you? Well, catch this. Kitty.
Jim. Jim Bradley. Oh, where in the world did you come from? And how did you get through those guards?
Never mind now, Kitty. Too long a story, and while I've got the goods on Doc Beard, we've got to work fast.
Oh, Jim, let me look at you. Tell me you're really all right. Oh, I was sure I'd never see you again. Alive.
And the good die young, and I'll be here for a long, long time.
Oh.
Kitty, Doc Beard is insane. Only a crazy man would attempt to do what he's trying to do.
What, Jim?
He's got 100 cases of dynamite stored in the tunnel off the cellar. And while Kolu and I were hiding in the closet down there, we saw him testing out the detonating plunger that would set it off.
Oh, Jim, dynamite. Then I'd better try the lake again. I can get through to Colonel Barrett.
Kitty, you'll do nothing of the kind. After what happened at that lake, I should think you never want to see it again, much less swim in it.
Oh, just because one lone shark got in there by mistake, I should say not. Jim, someone's got to get word to Colonel Barrett.
Not yet, Kitty. You delivered the letter, didn't you?
Yes. I gave it to those two guards who killed the shark and pulled me out of the lake. Honest, Jim, I could still have swum across and back.
Boy, what an insistent woman you are, Kitty.
Well, how are we going to get word to the police?
Well, if Barrett has my letter, and he must have it by now, we don't need to. There's a constant watch in the house by a 24-hour patrol. And all we have to do to call the Marines is for you to flash a light from your bedroom window 3 times.
Oh, thank goodness, Jim.
But, Kitty.
Yes, Jim? What?
Kitty, you're a jewel. Oh. And don't think I don't appreciate your offer to swim the lake.
Well, Jim, one of us had to. Or so I thought.
Good gal, Kitty. We'll lick him yet, and maybe without aid from the outside.
Where's Kolu?
He's down in the tunnel waiting for Beard to return. And if Doc as much as lays his finger on those cases of explosives, well, that's the end of his goose.
Maybe you'd better join him, Jim. This house is not the safest place to be caught now.
I'm going in a minute, Kitty, but... Well, I just had to see you. Why, it's been ages since we talked together.
Jim, it seemed like a year.
What's the time, Kitty?
Just 8:20.
All right. I'll go back with Kolo and see what the doc is up to now. And if I don't return by 3 o'clock, flash a light 3 times in your bedroom window.
Right, Jim.
Well, goodbye, Kitty.
I'm going down as far as the cellar door, Jim.
Well, if one of those Indians see you with me now, you can't tell what to do. So don't be silly, Kitty.
Just to the door, Jim. Come on. Ooh, there's someone on the stairs. Go back.
Oh, that one. Don't bother about him, Kitty. That's the one who threw a knife at me. He threw a knife at me on my way up, and he's enjoying a well-earned sleep. If he keeps his mouth open like that, he'll snore.
What's that?
I didn't hear a thing. Here, let me go first. All clear, Kitty. Now, you run on. And remember, if I'm not back by 3, you'll remember the signal. So long now.
Jim. Oh, you must come back.
Mister. Oh. What you do here, missy, by cellar door?
Oh, nothing, Pedro. Just looking around.
Who killed this guard?
Oh, goodness. Where did he come from? I didn't see that before. Maybe he's sleeping.
He no sleep. Missy, he hit with big club.
Well, how could that happen?
You talk, Missy St. John. Talk now or Pedro slit your pretty throat.
Can Kitty talk her way out of this situation with a fully aroused and suspicious Pedro in time to give the signal if it's needed? Can Kolo and Jim keep Doc Beard away from the dynamite stored in the tunnel? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow those adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best fuller-color adventures and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the Little King and the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this time next week over this station. Be sure to tune in.